This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Laylatul Qadr commences with Maghrib and stretches throughout the night and ends with Fajr, which means you've got this entire period to space yourself out in terms of ibadah and worship. The most obvious things to do on the night of Qadr is to ensure that Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah and Fajr Salah is prayed in congregation in the masjid. This will secure you huge rewards, inshallah. Additionally, you should engage in dua. In your dua, you should be making this following statement. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are most forgiving. You love forgiving, so forgive me. This should be the often repeated dua for the night of Qadr. Together with that, you can engage in dhikr, you can engage in tilawa of the noble Quran, you can engage in prayer, optional prayer, tahajjud salah or qiyamul layl. And the best part of qiyamul layl is it encompasses Quran, it encompasses qiyam, ruku', it encompasses sajda, it encompasses dua. All ibadat are found within salah. It's the best thing to do. And the most important aspect of Laylatul Qadr is to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent for all the sins that we have committed. The past sins, the major sins, and the minor sins. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to abandon sins in all forms. With this approach, you can maximize on Laylatul Qadr. You can space yourself out throughout the night. You can do a little in the beginning of the night, little after Isha, little when you wake up. In this way, you are able to cover different aspects of the night and maximize from the rewards of Laylatul Qadr.